Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Baba Basra Yud Aleph. We are holding right on top Tanya. So further on the topic of the greatness of Tzedakah and how it can protect the person from misfortune. Tanya Amru Olav al Binyamin HaTzadik. The following episode was said about Binyamin HaTzadik. That was his name. Shoye Memune al Kupa Shal Tzedakah. He was in charge of a Tzedakah fund. Pam Achas. Bo Sa'isha Lafanov. Bishnei Metzeris. It so happens it was Shnei Metzeris, times of famine, of hunger. A woman approaches him, Amar lo, and she asks him, Rabbi, she called him, Parneseni, please support me. Amar lo, he tells her, Sari ha avoida. It's an expression of an oath, a shvua, in the service of Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. Basically, I promise, She'ein b'kupa shel tztaka klum, sorry, the tztaka account is empty. Amar lo, she responds, Rabbi, im ein atom parneseni, you know, if you don't support me, if you don't sustain me, calamity will strike. Myself and my seven kids will all perish. Having been left with no choice, he got up and he wrote her a check from his own money. It so happens that down the road, he fell ill and was in a precarious situation on the verge of death. Amru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim turned to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World. At Amarta, Hashem, you said in your Torah, Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael, if one sustains even one nefesh of Yisrael, Ki'ilu Kiyem Olam Mole, as though he sustained the entire world. Every person is a microcosm of the world. And Rashi says, where do we find this concept in the Torah? So he says like this. Firstly, this is based on a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Why did Hashem start the world with only one person? To teach you the importance. Look what happened from one person. Adam Rishon. He was the catalyst to all human beings in the world. So we see the importance of one nefesh. It encompasses an entire civilization. And also the pasuk where Cain killed Hevel says, look, the voice of the Dmei Achicha, the bloods, many bloods of your brother, because it refers not only to himself, but to his kids, descendants. So basically, certainly on the good side of things, if a person's Mekayim sustains and enlivens the person, all those merits, his children, everything is attributed to him. Kilukiyim Oilam Molay. Okay, so the Malachim continued, Ubin Yomen HaTzadik, and this Tzadik, Shehechi Isha, Vishiva Baneo. He brought life to the Isha and her seven sons. Certainly he has great zechusim yomos bishonim mu'atis halalu. How could it be that he'll die young? Miyad korlig zardino, immediately in Shemaim they tore up his decree and he lived a long, fruitful life. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, how much longer did he live? Hoysifaloi esrim vishtayim shon al shnoisav. 22 years were added to his life. You know, there was a story recently in London where a wealthy man who had given away tons of money on Purim passed away tragically the next day, and somebody asked Reb Chaim Kanefke Shlita, Tzedakah Tatzel Memavus, the power of Tzedakah protects a person from death, and how could it be that a person who was just so heavily involved in Tzedakah should... So Reb Chaim Kanefke said, yeah, Tzedakah adds life, yeah. Hashem already added 20 years to his life. And the people that were listening, the family, then reminded themselves of a story that happened exactly 20 years earlier, where he was in a dangerous situation. He was maybe an accident or something that he was miraculously saved from. He miraculously survived. And according to Reb Chaim Kanevsky, he was meant to die then. And because of his commitment to Tzedakah, in fact, he lived 20 more years. So it wasn't like he died young. In fact, he died much later than he could have. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa. Masa b'Munbaz HaMelech. Another story involving the king Munbaz, who was the son of Hilni HaMalka, and he was from the descendants of the Chashmonaim. Shebizrbez Oitzroisav, He distributed his treasures to the aniyim, to the poor people, and the treasures of his ancestors, Mishnei Betzoris, in times of famine. He gave it all away. And his whole family, his brothers, everybody ganged up on him. They're telling him, look, what are you doing? Look, you're giving it all away. All the treasures that your father has collected and put together and added to their father's collection. You're going to go and just waste it like this. You're just giving it all away. He tells them, let me teach you a lesson. I'm not giving anything away. I'm the collector. Yeah, my father is collected down here in this temporary fleeting world. Vani Ganasti Lamal, I collected upstairs. That's the true treasure. Shenemar Emes Me Eretz Tismach Vetzedek Mishamayim, right? Tzedakah ends up in Shamayim Mishkaf. Avoyisai Gonzo Mokam Shayat Shalat Display. My parents collected, yeah, treasures that are within hand's reach, meaning they're susceptible to robbery and thievery. Vani Gonasti Mokam Shein Hayad Shalat Display. My treasures are safe and sound, beyond the reach of any intruders. Shenemar Tzedek Mishpat is up there. Machan Kisecho. Furthermore, Avoisa Gonzu Dova Sheino Se Peris, my ancestors, collect the things which don't generate dividends. They are what they are. Vani Gonas Tidova Shoise Peris, but I amassed things which generate Peris and dividends. Schar. Shenemar Imrut Sadek Kitoiv Kipri. Right? It generates Paris, Malem Yechelu. Avoisai Gonzo Oitris Mammon. Our parents collected money. Vani Gonasta Oitris Nefash. I collected lives, souls. I acquired Nefash by sustaining poor people. Shanama Prit Sadik Eitz Chaim Veloikech Nefash. Chacham. So by giving Tztaka, you have acquired a Nefesh. And finally, Avoisai Gonzo Lachem. Vani Gonasta Laatzmi. My parents collected for others, right? So when a father puts together treasures, it ends up being passed on to the next generation. But my collection is for myself, eternally mine. And this sums it up. Avoisai collected for this world. I created a treasure for Elam HaBo for eternity. Okay, now back to our Mishnah, where all residents are required to chip in to the municipal maintenance fund, provided you're a resident, provided you're there for at least 12 months, but if you purchased a home in that town, automatically you become a permanent resident and you have to contribute. Our Mishnah, which considers a purchaser to be a permanent resident, is not going like Rav Shim Gamliel, the Sanya, Rabban Shimayin. As long as he bought any type of property, he's regarded like a local resident. You don't need to have a house. Says the Gemara, hold it. But don't we have another braisa? Rabban Shimon, only a plot of land which is suitable for building a beis dira. Only then is he considered like a resident. So we seem to have, a contradiction within this shita of Rabban Shimon Megamliel. It's just any type of property that you own, or is it a residential type of property? Says the Gemara, you write Trei Tanoi Valiba, the Rav Shimon Gamliel. There are two versions in terms of what he said. Was it this or was it that? Continues the Mishnah. Ein Cholken as a Chatzar, two partners who own a courtyard as a partnership, they cannot force each other to divide that Chatzar. Provided, right? Unless there's enough there to make it functional for either party, it has to be divisible. So if there's enough there to go around, if there's four amas per person, then you can force them to split it up. But less than that, you stay together. Likewise, in a field, it needs to be 9 kav per party. You don't need that much. 9.5 a kav. That's 4.5 total per person. When it comes to a garden, you can't force them. Provided there's a 0.5 a kav per person. But you don't need that much. A quarter a kav is enough. Continues the Mishnah. Likewise, compelling him to split up these mansions, a birdhouse, a talis, a garment, a merchat, a bathhouse, a olive press, a field which is watered by hand from a local water source, that needs less. You're willing to work on less, a smaller size property because it has its local water supply. So in all these situations, it needs to be enough there to go around. It should be a functional asset for each individual. What's the rule? Zakla. This is the going formula. Kol she'chalek u'shmoy olav. It needs to be that after you split it, the shmoy, its name, its function, it's still there. Chalke, then you can force them to split. We love it. Otherwise, if it's too small for that, in chalke, you leave it as it is. Emasai, when does it have to have this criteria? Bizman she'en shneim roitz, when all, you don't have the consensus from all parties to split. If they're both agreeable, go ahead. Even if it's smaller than this, you can split it. And you can point us to the next line. But you should know, because we are Kurdish, when we're speaking about holy scrolls like a Tanakh, even if they're both agreeable to sort of divide the Tanakh into two, they can't do that out of respect to the Torah scroll. When the Mishnah speaks about the chatzar being large enough to accommodate both people, 4 amas per person, this is aside from the service area in front of the doorway. So basically, you would bring your animal into the courtyard, stop in front of your doorway like a parking spot, then unload your animal. You need 4 amas for that. That's your service area. Okay, so that's, you know, sort of the basic thing. And then if in addition to that you have another 4 amas for other functions, for other uses in the chatzar, then you have enough to go around. So basically, you really need 8 amas per person. 4 for the service area, right? And another 4 to sort of spend time. Tani na mihocho, you'll find the same in a braisa. Ein cholkem is a chatzar. The only time you can force them to split the chatzar is if there's enough to go around. How much? 8 amas per person. Ad sheheba shmoyne amas lazeh. There'll be 8 amas running into the chatzar for this person, u'shmoyne amas lazeh, and 8 amas running into the chatzar for the other person. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? But the Mishnah says 4. Va'anantanan 4 amas lazeh. Va'arba'amas lazeh. 4 amas per person. Elashma menos. So this proves our point. Because Rabbi Asi told us that there are 2 separate, distinct functions for the chatzar. There's that parking space, and for that you need 4 amas extending into the chatzar, and on top of that you need another 4 amas area for other uses. Shmamina. V'yikad the Rabbi Lu Mirma. Others had a different starting point to this discussion. We start with the Mishnah. Tanan. Ein cholken sa chatzar, al sheheba, 4 amas lazeh, va'4 amas lazeh. You need 4 amas per person. V'atani, but the Brisa speaks about 8 per person. Shmoyin amas lazeh, u'shmoyin amas lazeh. Here comes Rav Asi to the rescue. Amr Rav Asi and Bechanan. This is a machlekes. They're speaking about different things. Arba amish amr, when the Mishnah speaks about 4 amis, means on top, in addition to the service area, which is a standard basic entitlement. Chutz mishal psach. Amr Rav Huna, on this topic, says Rav Huna, chatzar, let's say you have a courtyard, which was owned by 2 people. Let's say a father had a chatzar with a couple of houses. He passed away. Now it goes to his 2 sons, Reuben and Shimon. Now, Reuben takes 1 house, Shimon takes the other. Now they decide to also split the courtyard amongst themselves. The thing is that Reuben's house has 1 entranceway, and Shimon has 2 psachim to the chatzar. Now, when they come divide the chatzar, how much does each person get? You would think 50-50. No, says the Gemara, chatzar mischalekas. How do you divide a chatzar? In accordance with the entranceways, going from the houses into that courtyard. So basically, Reuben who has 1 courtyard, versus Shimon has 2, Reuben will get 1/3 of the chatzar, because the chatzar so much identifies is considered a service area to the home. So the more openings you have, the more entitlement you have, the more access you have, the more claim you have to the chatzar proper. So Reuben gets 1/3 of that chatzar, Shimon gets 2/3. Rav Chizda Omar, Chizda says, no, that's going a bit too far. I agree that every Pesach should get some sort of usage area, some sort of service area beside it. That I agree. So in any case, Shimon will get more than Reuben, but not to that extent. Noisnen arba amos l'chol Pesach. First, you allot a 4-amah strip next to each Pesach. So Reuven gets, you know, whatever his Pesach is, let's say 5 amas wide. So he goes into the, it extends 4 amas into the chatzar. That's his service area. That's his uncontested his. Shimon likewise takes every Pesach that he has. He could have 2, 3, whatever Pesachim he has, and he takes a strip of property into the chatzar. That's uniquely his. Vashar chalku meshava. The rest of the yard is unrelated to the doorways. So they both split it equally. That's Reb Chizda's approach. And we have a right to that approach from a brisa. Tanik b'seder Reb Chizda, psachim shebachatzer. We have these psachim opening to the chatzer. Yeishlan arba amis. So it extends 4 amis into the chatzer. That's considered the service area. Hoyelazah pesach echad. Ozeh shnei psachim. So Reuben had 1 doorway. Shimon had 2. Zeh sheish le pesach echad Shimon. I mean, Reuben, who only has 1, noitel arba amis, takes 4 amis into the chatzur. V'zeh sheish shnei psachim, Shimon, who has 2 doorways, noitel shmoin amis, he is entitled to 8 amis. V'ashar, but the rest, chalke mishavu, we split it equally. Now, hayu lezeh pesach rochav shmoin amis. Let's say Reuben's doorway, or Shimon's doorway, was 8 amis wide. How much does he get? Noitel shmoin amis, can I get a pesach? So it's all about the size of the pesach. It's a service area to the Pesach. So if the Pesach is 8 amas wide, you get a strip of 8 amas into the Chatzar, 4 amas into the Chatzar. Noite shmoine amas kenega Pesach, v'arba amas b'chatzar, and 4 amas into the Chatzar. The more figured that it means he gets another 4 amas. Arba amas b'chatzar, my v'detai. Why is he getting an extra 4 amas? I'm Rabbi, no, it's not what we meant. We just meant, hachi kama, he means like this. Noite shmoine amas b'yrecha Chatzar. The length he gets 8. Right? Corresponding to his doorway. And it extends into the width 4 amis. Okay, that's what we said. Amar Amemar. Hi, Pira de Sufli. So again, we're speaking about entitlement. Let's say they have a chatzar and they want to, you know, divide it. So how much, what is considered your service area and what is considered his? So we spoke about the strips right beside the doorways. Here comes another halacha. Amar mei mahi pira de sufli. Here you have a pit in the chatzah. The sufli where you toss the date pits, okay, the animal feed. So it's tossed out the, bring it out the doorway into the chatzah, into the pit. Yesh lai arba amas lal ruach v'ruach. So whoever owns that pit is entitled to a 4-amah strip all around that pit to allow him access to his pit. That's his private property. But it's only true elad lemiyach lepischa. If there was no opening straight from his house into the pit, right? There's no designated, access to the pit. Basically, rather he just walks out of his house into the chatzar randomly and he finds his way to his pit. So then we have to give him access on all sides. Aval v'yachad e'pischa, but let's say he had a Pesach right near the pit through which he tosses the waste into the pit. So then he's limited. Ein lo yila arba amis lefnei pischa. He only gets 4 amis in front of the Pesach, meaning he gets 4 amis access to that pit, but only on the side of his Pesach, because that's the direction that he's coming from. Okay, that's one way the Mepharshim learn. Some say if it's right near the Pesach Habayis, he doesn't get any extra, he just gets the 4 amis in front of his Pesach, like we said before. Okay, Amar Avon, Achsadra Ein Lo Dald Amis. So you have an Achsadra, which is sort of like a terrace, a covered area, which is open on the sides, and it's extending from the from his house. Right, he has like a doorway, and then he has the chsadra, some sort of terrace, some sort of awning, going into the chatzur. Ainu dalad amas. He doesn't get another dalad amas strip outside the chsadra. You know why? Time am I? What's the whole point of giving a person 4 amas? It's a service area. It's a place where you unload your packages, right near your doorway. Time of my mishum pirik masoy. It's meant for unloading of his donkey, right? Hacha here efshad ayil gavoy mafarik. Here he just drives his donkey into the terrace, because since it's an exposed area, you typically don't leave anything there. It's just an empty place, so there's no reason not to bring your donkey right directly in there, all the way to the entry of your home, so you're not entitled to an extra faramis outside that achsar. Masarav sheshes, yadakash. Echachari batim. Whether it's the entranceway to the home, ve'echachari achsadroyes, whether it's the entranceway to the achsadra, in both cases, yesh landalat amis, he's entitled to an extra faramis. Even achsadra. Answers the Gemara, Kitanya Ahid, that price is speaking about a special achsadra. Ve'achsadra, the Bei Rav, the achsadra of Rav, where he taught his Talmidim, which was an enclosed area, right, fully enclosed, but it had lots of windows, like a sunroof. So since it's a protected area, typically you have belongings there, in which case you hesitate to bring your animals in there, you stop it outside, so you need that extra four amma area outside for unloading. Asks the Gemara, Achsadra de Rav, well, if we're speaking of this type of room, Pshita, of course, obviously, in Druna Ma'anyi. Then it's just like a plain room. I mean, it's like any other house. Elo Achsadra Rumyaisa. We're speaking about Achsadra Rumyaisa, it was like a gazebo. It's covered and it has like low walls that don't reach the roof. It's like sort of open, like an airy space. And the point is that since it's somewhat enclosed, it is meant for storing things, and you wouldn't bring your animal in there, and therefore you have to stop outside and unload, and you're entitled to the extra 4 amos. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Shar, which is a gatehouse, Achsadra, which is what we spoke about, or Pesis, that's an exterior porch. So basically you have, you know, these old motels down the highways, you have these parking lot, and then you access the rooms from the outside from the parking lot, and you go up a set of stairs, externally exposed set of stairs to the second a porch, and then from there you access the second floor rooms. So that's the merpesis, which the Gemara is speaking about. So basically the upstairs rooms will access the parking lot by way of that porch going down the steps into the parking lot. So yesh landal damas. So down at the bottom of the staircase they're entitled to 4 amas because that's where they unload. Let's say there are 5 rooms upstairs, 5 people using the merpeses. So how much space down in the parking lot are they entitled to? Again, only 4 amos, because that's their parking spot. They all share that space to unload. Person owns a chicken coop in the chatzar. Does he get 4 amos in front of the chicken coop? Yesh lo dal damis, or maybe not, or ain't lo dal damis. Amalei, he says, no, time am I, what's the point of dal damis? Mishan pirik masoi, that's the unloading area. Hachay, here by the chickens, metapas v'oilu, metapas v'yer, the chicken just jumps up and down, he doesn't need any parking space on the bottom. Some learn that it means that the owner, when he goes to maintain his feed, chickens and feed them, he doesn't do much business downstairs, he just climbs all the way up, and that's where he conducts business. Boi minei rov amarav nacham. Here comes a new shayla. Bayis, you have a house, a room. Chetzu mikura, half of it is covered with a roof. V'chetzu ene mikura, and half is not covered, and it's opening to a chatzar, right? Yesh lo dal damis, oy ein lo dal damis. The owner of this room, is he entitled to an extra 4 amma strip outside this room for unloading, for servicing, or not? Omalis, he says no, ein lo dal damis. He doesn't get dal damis. You know why? Let me buy kirud milgav. Needless to say, if the covered area is on the interior portion of the bayis, so the outside part of the room is exposed. So in this case, it's simple. De'efsha de'ayil le'gavoy mefarak. Simple. I'll take his donkey into that space because it's exposed. There's nothing lying around there, right? And I'll unload in that room. He doesn't need an extra space outside. Elafilu kuri klapichutz. And the chiddush is, even if the covered space is on the exterior section of that room, which is closer to the chatzah, closer to the entry, here as well, he's not entitled because he can just drive his animal through that covered space, right? Clear a little path between his belongings and get through there. Efshel da'ay l'gavay, and bring it, go inside to the uncovered space, which is now open, exposed, and presumably free of any objects. And a fire can unload over there. Boy minei rafunam rabbi ami. He had another shayla. Right, it's Rav Huna and Rav Ami. Echad mi bnei mavi shebikesh lahachzir pischa lamavi achar. So, picture the story. You have a house situated between 2 alleyways heading into the street. Now, until now, he was accessing one alleyway, right? His doorway was going this way into the street. Now he decided to switch routes. He's going to open up a door to the other way and use the other alleyway with the people living in that area. He's going to divert his Pesach to the other Mavi, the Mavi Acher, and use that area. Can these new people here hold them back? What do you mean? You're increasing traffic. Maybe they can't do that. He says, yeah, they could. They can hold them back. Until now, you were accessing the other direction. Stay there. Next question he asked him. Achsanya, Rashi learns. It's about quartering the troops. So they have the Geisha army would come around and you would have to host them and take care of them. So this burden, how is it distributed? Lefi bnei adam is chalekes? Or lefi psachim is chalekes? Interesting question. So the chatzar has many people, 20 people, right? So does each person get an equal share? Or do we say, well, your house has three doorways and somehow maybe the authorities just look at the doorways, they assume they're a separate unit, so they look at it like three families and they expect you to do more. So is that how you distribute this this burden? Is it according to people or according to psachim? No, it has to do with people. So every person gets a certain percentage, equal percentage of this burden. You find the same in a braisa. So you have the animal waste, which was left in the chatzar, right? Discarded by the people living in the chatzar. So after it, the compost composes, and now we're taking it out to the fields for fertilizer. So how do you divide it between the residents? Oh, interesting. Here it goes according to entranceways, because Rashi says, I'll just read Rashi inside because it's a bit hard to understand. He says like this. Why? What's the connection to Pesachim? I mean, right? Because it's through the Pesachim that the residents discarded their waste and threw it into the Chatzar. So that's the formula. You've got to work the Pesachim. We don't start counting people and whatever, right? And it could be the more Pesachim you have, presumably the more people are around. In any case, the entitlement is based on Pesachim. You have three Pesachim, you get that much more Zevel. Achsanya, however, when it comes to quartering the troops, L'fi bnei Adam, it's according to the amount of people around. Omer Afuna, Echad mi bnei Mavui Shebikesh Listayim, connected to Pesachim. So let's say you have this alleyway into which you have chatzeres sending their traffic, right? So you have courtyards with many residents with him, or one person living in a courtyard, and his chatzer is now open to an alleyway. So you have an alleyway funneling into the street, and into the alleyway you have several chatzeres. So let's picture it like this. It's all lined up, right? You have a street, you have an alleyway off the street, and you have chatzar number one opening into the alleyway, chatzar number two behind it, three, four, all the way to the back of the alleyway. Let's assume it's like a dead-end street. So you have the number five all in the back. Echad min nevavi. Shebikesh listam connected pischa. So let's say one of these people using the mavi, one of the chatzar owners decides, I'm entitled to have a Pesach into the Mavi, so I have to have a 4-hour service area that really is considered technically like an extension of my chatzar, right? So that space in the Mavi, I'm going to block off. It's mine. And they're going to have to walk around it to get to the street. Shabigish Lustim, connected to Pesach. He wants to block part of the alleyway, the section which is right near his entranceway. Bnei Mavi Ma'akvanolav. The other people can oppose that because they're going to have to walk around his new partition to get to the street. Shemar v'alein saderach. Meisvei, here comes a kash. From a braisa where it seems that he can do that. Chamesh chatzeres psuchas l'mavi. So you have five chatzeres accessing the mavi. Kulam mishtamshes in achetzayna. So they're all walking through the outer part to get inside, right? So they walk from the street into the first section of the mavi, which is near the chitzayna. Chitzayna here is the chatzer closest to the street. They walk through that. And the chitzone can only use that space. He can't go inside, further into the mavi. It's not his space. Vashar. And the other people here, the other mishtamshes mashniya, they can use the section of the Movi, which is directly opposite the second Chatzar, number two. Vashniya, Mishtamash is La'atzma. But he can only stay there and use his space. He can't use the space behind him. Mishtamash is La'chitzayna. And he could also use the, obviously, the space near the street, opposite the outer Chatzar, the number one Chatzar, because that's his access route to his place. Nimtzis, the bottom line is, it comes out like this. Pnimis, the one all the way inside, all the way in the back, number five, Mishtamash is La'atzma. So he could mishamish the space in the chutzar near his place, which is sort of exclusively designated for his use, because nobody should be going back there. And lucky him, he can use the mavi opposite all the other chutzars as well, because that's his access route to his place. Bottom line, what do we see here? That it's all about where you're situated. The fellow all the way in the back of the Mavi, he's a lucky fellow. He can do what he wants back there. Whereas Rav Huna told us a minute ago that nobody, right? He was referring to any Echad, anybody. Nobody's allowed to block off the alleyway. It's considered a joint usage area. The entire thing, for everybody. She says, you're right, it's a machlekes tanoi. Whether we consider, you know, the space near your chatzar as yours, designated for your exclusive use, or do we say no? The entire mavi is public domain. The sign echad mi bnei mavi shebikesh lahachzer pischa lemavi achar. So there's a similar case to before. We had a house situated between two alleyways, and he decided to rearrange his configuration and start using the other mavi. He can't do that. Bnei mavi ma'akven alav. Okay, hayas asim. But let's say you already had a doorway into this alleyway, but he had closed it up for some reason. Now he changed his mind. He's trying to reopen it. In this case, he has a right to do so because it's a pre-existing condition. He already had access. The people cannot hold him back. Whose shita is that, David Rebbe? Chamesh chatzeres. This is sort of a totally new point here. Chamesh chatzeres, psuchas lamavi. You have five chatzeres accessing the alleyway. Kula mishtamshis b'mavi, zoom zoom. So they all have equal rights to use the entire mavi. The one near the street could walk all the way back to the dead end, and vice versa. We don't consider this to be your personal space. The whole mavi is jointly accessed by everybody. Asks the Gemara, one second, whoever spoke about this case, Rebbe was speaking about a totally different thing about diverting Pesach. Chatzeres, Mandachar Shemayu, even mentioned Chatzeres in this whole Chesur Mechshe Ochitane. The Brice is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words. And it goes like this. V'chein Chamesh Chatzeres. First Rebbe says, okay, about the thing with changing the doorway, that's number one. Number two, V'chein Chamesh Chatzeres. Ha'apsucha is Lamavi. Another Allah, yeah, five Chatzeres open to a Mavi. Kulon mishtam sheis machatzoina, v'chatzoina mishtam sheis la'atzma v'chulu. David Rebbe. So Rebbe goes with the Bryce, very similar to the Bryce we said before. My space is my space, your space is your space, right? That, for instance, the Pnimi, the fellow all in the back of the Mavi, the furthest from the street, he has exclusive rights to his Mavi space, and the other fellows cannot interfere. That's Rebbe's shita. It's personal. However, Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer, no, it's not true. The Mavi is jointly shared and accessed by all the Balei Mavi, by all the Chatzeres. Chamesh Chatzeres, Shimon Lazar Omer, Chamesh Chatzeres, Ha'apsuchas L'Mavi, Ha'vai Mavi, with five Chatzeres, Kulon, Mishtam, Shois, B'Mavi, they all equally use the Mavi without any differentiations. Amar, let's go back to the halacha we just learned. Hoya Sasam Ubigash L'Paischa. So this fellow had a Pesach to this Mavi, and he decided to close it up. Now he decided to open it again. Aim b'nei Mavi ma'afin olav, they can't hold him back. Amar Rav, Elishon, that's only true. Elishon Leparat, that's Pitsimov. He hadn't yet removed the doorway, the doorpost, and all that. So it's still considered an existing doorway. Aval Parat, that's Pitsimov, but if you removed the door configuration, so it's as though there's no doorway. Now he wants to sort of open a new doorway. He's not reopening the old one. He's inventing a new one. In this case, Pnei Mavi Ma'afin Olav, they can hold him back. You have no right to introduce your presence to into our Mavi. Amalei Abayi, the Rabbi brings a Raya to Rabbi Tanya, say, Elokha, bring a Raya from a Braisa, that the doorway is what makes or breaks it. Bayis Sosum. Yesh Ladal Damis. A person has a bayis open to a chatzur, and he closed the door. He plugged up the doorway. He's still entitled. Yesh Ladal Damis. He's still entitled. Right? If they eventually divide the chatzur, he still gets that 4 amas strip as an extension of his doorway, that service area, but paratz et psimah. But if he removed the doorway, that's it. He obliterated the Pesach. He loses that entitlement. Ein ledal damis. A similar halacha. Bayis sosum inim tamis kol sviva. So, if there is a mace, who's metame inside a house, right? So we know that a caver is metame all around, but a house that has a doorway. So it's like the, you know, you expect the tumah to go out through the doorway. So anywhere else around the house, you touch the house from the outside, you're not tummy. Parat es psima, but let's say he removed the doorway. So you have a block or a wall. For all practical purposes, it's a wall. It doesn't look like a doorway anymore. Ainim metamikal sviv, in this case, it is metami. Rashi says it's like a caver. The dead person in there is like encased in a tomb. And the Chachamim applied a tumah. 4 amas around a caver. Rashi says so that people should be careful. People that are involved in Tahara should be careful. So they applied this tumah. And since this house has no doorway, it's not just a closed doorway, it has no doorway. It's considered like an entombed tumah, and it's metami all around. So we see this idea that the existence of the doorpost, etc., that is what determines whether or not we consider this to be a doorway. Okay, let's recap today's daf. We discussed Binyamin HaTzadik, who gave away his own money, and Vazechet Arichas Yamin, story about Munbaz HaMelech. We spoke about eternal treasures versus fleeting treasures. We spoke about the idea of Yesh Bo Kedei Chalukah, the property, the field, the chatzar has to be divisible in order for you to compel your partner to divide. We spoke about this idea of a service area, so each Pesach gets a Arba Amis service area. We discussed many, many different variations of this halacha, what is entitled, what's not entitled. We concluded with the halacha of the fellow who's changing direction from one moment to the other. And typically you can't do that unless you already had a door. So although it was blocked up, as long as the door was still intact, you're still entitled to reopen that doorway and re-access this mavi. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.